You can go ahead and close your eyes now. Just close your eyes down and begin breathing deeply and slowly. And before you let go completely and go into a deep hypnotic rest, just let yourself listen carefully to everything I say to you. Now it's going to happen automatically, so you don't even need to think about that now. And you'll need no conscious control over what happens. Those muscles in and around your eyes can be allowed to relax all by themselves as you just continue breathing easily and freely. And without thinking about it, you'll soon enter a deeper, peaceful, relaxed situation without any effort at all. There is nothing important for your conscious mind to do right now. Absolutely nothing to do, except to relax. There is nothing really important except the activities of your subconscious mind. And that can be just as automatic as dreaming. As you allow yourself to drift into this relaxed state, without noticing it, you've already altered your rate of breathing. Breathing much more easily, freely. Nothing forced, nothing timed. And now you can really enjoy relaxing more and more as your subconscious mind listens to each word I say and absorbs all the positive suggestions. It keeps becoming less and less important to consciously listen to my voice. As you're drifting into a more detached state, you can examine privately, in your own mind, secrets, feelings, sensations, and behaviors you didn't even know you had, while at the same time letting go completely, allowing your mind to solve any challenges at your own pace, as rapidly as it feels you're ready. And as you experience that deepening comfort, you don't have to move or talk or let anything else bother you. Your own inner mind can respond automatically in a positive way to all the positive suggestions it absorbs, and you'll be pleasantly surprised with your continuous progress. And you'll always enjoy the sensations of comfort, of calmness, and all other sensations that come automatically from this wonderful experience. And as you continue to relax, I want you to begin to allow yourself to imagine something. I'd like you to imagine that you're outside, walking along a path in a beautiful mountainous setting. And as you walk outside along this path, in that mountainous setting, you can allow your comfort to increase. And I really don't know for sure all the amazing things that you'll be noticing. Perhaps you'll enjoy some contrasting shades of all the colours around in nature. maybe you'll become aware of any trees that stand out against the blue of a sky. A sky that may have white fluffy clouds drifting along. Many people enjoy the sounds of nature. The wind in the trees. A trickle of a nearby stream, perhaps. Or birds singing. Now, as you walk along this path, I'd like you to begin to imagine that you're also carrying a large, heavy backpack. And you can begin to feel the weight of this backpack as you step each step. Imagine that as you're walking, this pack just grows heavier and heavier. Each step, this pack feels that little bit heavier. Now this backpack, it's filled with all kinds of things. It's filled with objects or containers. Things that you can imagine are the cause of the way that you feel about yourself and the many situations in your life. This backpack contains the things which sometimes make you feel emotional or overwhelmed or worried. Nervous, anxious, sad, panicked, fearful, maybe even angry, or anything else. This backpack contains all of that pressure, that stress, that anger, maybe even frustration, or fears of what other people may think. So now you notice as you walk along this path, you notice how it begins to climb up a small hill. All the time this pack just seems to get heavier and heavier. As you look ahead, you notice that you'll soon come to the top of this hill, so you keep walking. You keep walking. And before long you reach the top of this hill. And the path leads out into a large open field with green grass. So you walk out into that field, looking around at the top of this hill, seeing what you can see, hearing what you can hear, feeling all the sensations of being outside at the top of this hill out in nature, but all the time carrying that backpack. Now in the field not too far away, you notice a large colourful hot air balloon. And beneath that balloon, there's one of those baskets, large enough to carry lots of people, or lots of heavy items. And to prevent the balloon from flying away, it's tied down with thick, strong ropes. Walk over to that balloon now. Walk over to it, approach it, and look into the basket at the bottom of that balloon. And you'll see a large, strong box. And you realize that you can lift the lid of this box and see inside that the box is empty. So now it's time to take off that heavy backpack. Take it off now and listen as it thuds to the ground. You must be so tired of carrying around in life that heavy burden of all those feelings and restrictions. The feelings that you've been carrying around for so long, even if you didn't realize it. Are you certain that you're ready to get rid of any and all of these old, outdated, hurtful feelings? Are you sure? All of these negative feelings, which have buried deep down inside your core, have caused you so much hurt and pain in the past. Have caused you to react to the various situations in life in the way you react nowadays. When you know that you're 100% ready to allow yourself to release all of this old unnecessary baggage, the stuff that's been blocking you and stunting you and stopping your progress, when you're 100% ready, hold on to that feeling. because in a moment I'm going to ask you to open up that backpack. In a moment, inside you'll find some objects, some containers, some items. And these containers or objects or items, they represent or they hold all of the negative things, whether they're thoughts, emotions, fears, reactions, anxieties, challenges, situations, memories, people, places, anything else that has caused you pain. The things that have caused you to feel the way you do about yourself deep inside, those things that have caused you to respond in the ways that you do now, these things that have been weighing you down for some time, holding you back, blocking your progress, causing this internal overwhelm and confusion at times, causing the pain. Look into the backpack now. Notice what objects you find that have caused this pain and look at them closely. I want you to take your time, and one by one you'll be able to see how these objects resemble something. They might resemble a person, a people, or a situation, or a time, or an experience that caused a challenge. I'll give you an example. If it was a person that hurt you in the past in any way, you might see a photograph of them. It might be something they used to wear. Or it might be the words that they said to you, but written down on a piece of paper. If your challenge is associated with a place, maybe you could see a postcard to that place, or an old ticket to that place, or some other symbol that's acceptable to your mind now. There may have been feelings of frustration or jealousy, guilt, anger, self-doubt, sadness, loss. Your unconscious mind is able to identify all of those things right now and represent them by containers or items. Anything that once caused you pain or feelings of inadequacy or hopelessness or loss or fear, whatever it is, it's right here waiting to be taken out of that backpack. Now, there may be some things that instantly are easily identified, some things that spring to mind, but some of these things may seem to be just empty containers. But that doesn't matter. Now it's the time to trust your subconscious mind, that now is the time to release what doesn't need to be carried. Now is the time to let go. So I'd like you now to take those objects, one at a time, slowly. Notice what they are. Take them out of the backpack. Notice what they represent. And in that same moment, decide to throw them into that large wooden box, which is in the basket, underneath that balloon. Take each item out of the backpack, notice what it is, and throw it into that box. And I think you're going to be pleased to notice that with each item, with each object, with each container, you throw away those feelings of fear, worry, frustration, anger, guilt, sadness, jealousy, or any other blockages. They can become less and less important, less and less burdensome, no longer having the same effect upon life. As you toss them all into that box, it can feel like such a relief. Getting rid of this stuff, you're filling up that box with all of this bad, negative stuff. You're cleansing yourself, releasing, becoming free with this growing feeling of safety and warmth and strength and comfort. And you can continue to do this. And by the time that you've thrown away all of those objects, all of those bad feelings, anything that represents those challenges, I think you're going to be surprised to enjoy how free and how peaceful you can feel within. So go ahead now. Go ahead and continue to throw all of those objects out, one at a time, into that box. Throw them all into that box and notice how good it feels to get rid of this stuff. When you've thrown the very last object into that box, have another good look in the bag. Notice how the bag is absolutely empty. And notice how the box is full to the top with all of those things that you don't need to carry anymore. And when you've thrown the very last object into the box, I'll give you some time. Just stand there and look at the box and see how full it is. And know that you've released that stuff. I'll give you a few moments. That's good. Now I want you to lean over and close and lock the lid of that box. And know that if you haven't quite finished this time, you can return to this situation again and throw more stuff into that box. But for now, just close and lock the lid of that box so we can get rid of what needs to be gotten rid of. Lock the box, take a few steps back, and look around on the floor and find a big knife or an axe, something to cut through those ropes that secure the balloon to the ground. I want you to cut them through now and release the balloon. Just let it fly away. And as you release the balloon, you can rest back in comfort. Sit yourself down on the soft green grass and watch as the balloon floats up into the sky, carrying away that box. Carrying away all of those challenging, unwanted, hurtful feelings. The things which until now have been this heavy burden to you. As the balloon drifts further and further away, you can feel this sense of relief. You may even feel a strong desire to cry out with joy as this balloon just floats away, further away into the distance. You're now free. Free from carrying around those feelings. Those feelings no longer have to have any influence upon your thoughts or decisions, the way you live life. And soon that balloon will be out of sight, gone forever. And as it disappears, you'll be left with this feeling of peace, calmness, this deep down relief. Perhaps even some feelings of anticipation, motivation, and determination to change, to progress, to advance. Allow this relaxation to heal anything that needs to heal, to replace any negative sensations with good feelings. And this healing can continue for as long as is necessary for you to begin to make all the changes you need to make. Most people want to be liked. In the past, it often seemed that the easiest way of dealing with a situation where assertiveness was called for was to simply give in, to go with the flow. However, you're beginning to realize more and more that by allowing others to trample all over your feelings and needs, you're denying yourself of a basic human right, that right to be treated fairly. The right to receive respect, not only from others who are taking advantage, but respect from yourself. You also realize that by allowing other dominant, selfish, greedy people to cheat you, to bully you, you are indeed reinforcing the unfair, self-centered behavior in those people concerned. You're helping them to become even more arrogant and bullying. That's why you've decided to do something about it. From now on, you're going to be standing up for yourself more and more. You can do this easily and effectively without violating the rights of others, simply by effectively expressing your preferences, your needs, your opinions, even your feelings. You're going to find yourself speaking up more, making requests, asking for favors, insisting that your rights be respected. You have as much right as any other person in this world to be treated fairly and with respect. No more suffering in silence. No more panicking. No more stressing with overwhelm. No more turning the other cheek. No more shutting down. No more assuming that nothing can be done to improve an uncomfortable situation from now on. You find it easy. Easier to express emotions. Should you feel that they're justified, you can express complaints when you're not satisfied. You can express resentment and criticism, even disagreement when appropriate, without worrying. Without worrying about losing anyone's approval. If you don't want to do something, if you don't want to go somewhere, then it's your right to say no. You can refuse requests from others without feeling obliged to make excuses or give reasons, unless there's a professional reason. If you really don't want to do something, you can firmly and calmly say no. Being assertive comes naturally to you, but you also enjoy showing positive emotions. You can allow yourself to show the positives. Show joy and pride. Give genuine compliments to others just as you begin to learn and accept those compliments that are given to you. And you can do that by saying, thank you. You begin to ask why. You begin to question authority, not to rebel, but to assume responsibility for asserting your share of control in any situation, to enable you to make things better for yourself and everyone around. You're no one's slave. You can initiate, change, terminate conversations comfortably. You enjoy sharing your positive feelings. You enjoy sharing opinions and experiences with others, connecting. And others enjoy listening and communicating with you. More and more you learn to deal positively, calmly, and assertively with any minor irritations, before any fear or any anger builds into resentment, because you realise where change is needed. As children, we're bombarded with rules. We're told not to do this, not to do that. And this produces submissive children, later submissive adults. Now, there are good reasons for many safety rules for kids. But as adults, we need not blindly follow these restrictions. You have a right to be first, sometimes. You have a right to make mistakes, to be emotional, to express your feelings, to have your own reasons. You have a right to stop others and ask questions. You have a right to ask for help, to ask for change, to have your work acknowledged, to be alone, to say no or I don't have time. You can see now that you were negatively hypnotized, whether you realize it or not. How those old feelings prevented you from asserting yourself. You're not a child anymore. You're an adult who has a right to say and do what you feel is right. What you feel is just. And by asserting yourself in this way, you show that you expect respect. And because you expect respect, that's what you get. And every day you can feel happier and so much more confident. So I want you to go ahead now and take another deep breath. Just allow that breath to exhale slowly and focus your attention now on someone that you know has a set of skills, some abilities, or some resources that you'd like to have. Especially the skills and the resources and the ability to remain calm and assertive and professional and strong and driven and motivated. True to themselves. Now, this can be a real person, this can be someone you know, it can be someone you don't actually know, it could also be just the idea of someone that has all of these skills. And when you've thought of that person, I want you to imagine that person at a distance from you. Imagine that person at a distance. as though you're watching them move through their entire day. Imagine from a distance that you're watching this character move through their entire day. They're moving from one activity to the next, encountering challenges, and other people may be distracting them and perhaps offering alternative activities. People may be asking this character for favours which aren't in the best interest, personally or professionally, to this character. And this character just says, "No thanks. I have my purpose. I'm on a bigger mission." It is natural for other people to distract. It's normal for other people to demand attention or to ask for favours. In fact, I'd say it's expected. But these other people also expect this character to act and treat them in that way. Even though these other people are offering distractions and have their own interest to heart, it's just what they do. And it's the right thing for you to do, to assertively learn how to say no. And as you watch this experience, notice one of the days where this character has maybe worked so productively, no distractions. The day was perhaps planned, the goal focused upon. And when you've watched this character go through their entire day, mentally taking all the time that you need to just watch this movie of this other character, someone who has all the behaviours and the attitudes and beliefs that you're acquiring now, just hold on to that feeling. Because I want you to imagine that you could rewind time. Rewind and start that single day over again. But this time, I want you to imagine the possibility of stepping into that person's body. Becoming them. Imagine what it might be if you could see through their eyes, hear with their ears, sense and feel with their body, and understand, by walking in their shoes, exactly how it is they do what they do. Imagine for just a moment that you could listen to their internal dialogue, that you could hear them communicate with themselves about what they're doing. Most importantly, listen to their positive internal dialogue. What they tell themselves to get things done. Notice how natural it is for them to remain focused and professional and assertive, and yet still friendly to others and inspiring. And when you've moved all the way through that same day now, but this time differently, by seeing through their eyes and hearing through their ears and sensing and feeling what their body is sensing and feeling, so that you can acquire those new skills in a new way, hold on to that feeling. Now I want you to imagine that you can bring all of these skills and knowledge and abilities back into your body right here and right now. That those skills, those abilities and those resources could stretch out into your body right here. That you could feel them surging from your heartbeat all the way out to the bottom of your feet. That you could feel them moving to the tips of your fingers. That you could feel them integrating through your legs and your arms. That you could feel them in your own unique way, integrating into every aspect of your entire lifestyle now. And I want you to imagine a particular place or a situation where you want to benefit from these new behaviours and attitudes and beliefs. Perhaps sometime in the next week, I want you to choose a particular place or a situation where you're going to benefit from these new behaviours and attitudes. And notice how you benefit with these new behaviours and attitudes and beliefs, how you automatically benefit easily and naturally. And as you think of that time again, with the new skills and the abilities and behaviours, think of ways that you can make the next week even more productive for you. Imagine, like a producer, that you could place some of your favourite music in the background as a backing track to your life. As if someone's taken your life and made a movie out of it, a script for focus and motivation and assertiveness. And when you've made it through the week in this way, hold on to those great feelings inside. Because now with that mental attitude in mind, as you journey deep inside, deep, deep down, ask yourself, is there any part of you that objects in you utilizing this process where you can learn from others the same way you learned as a child, but this time you get to pick your teachers by choosing people around you in the world that have all the skills and the benefits and the behaviors that you truly want. But you can use them and benefit from them through a process where it would simply happen for you without question or hesitation upon awakening. Is there any part of you at all that would object in you acquiring positive, beneficial behaviors for every area of life so improvements can be made in every area of life? Just know if there was a part of you that would object to any part of this process, that part of you can now be taken deep, deep down inside to the very core of your mind, where that part of you would be taken to the core of your mind and where it would be explained about all the new behaviors, the new attitudes, and the new beliefs. It would be explained how this synergizing effect is happening within your mind. Synergizing, meaning that all parts are necessary and needed. Just as your body is a perfectly tuned organism that works together, you will now absorb information and positive thoughts at the same time. It's from here that I want you to look forward to the future. I want you to look forward to a positive future given the information that you're learning here one day at a time and the continued training that you'll be receiving through listening to me. Ask yourself, do you feel like you're getting all the information you need to progress, to advance, to excel? Just know that if for any reason any part of your mind feels like you're not getting exactly what you need, all you'll need to do is to say so in this state of hypnosis. And then the appropriate behavior, the appropriate attitude, the appropriate learned experience would be given without question, without hesitation. So that in every day, in every way, greater joy, greater happiness, greater motivation can start first in your mind and then flow freely through those thoughts, becoming instantly a part of your everyday reality. Now, and day by day, you're becoming so much more assertive and confident within yourself, and these changes reflect upon other people's behaviors too and their expectations of you. They realize that you're not going to be subject to their whims and demands anymore, so they treat you with the respect you deserve. So just take a moment to thank yourself for allowing yourself to benefit from this deep hypnotic session, because in a moment I'll be counting you up and out of hypnosis as I count the numbers from 1 up to 5. So getting ready now to really notice the difference of coming back up and out into fully conscious awareness in 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Eyes open on 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Welcome back.